Parshas B'Shalach, we have the Shira. The Shira begins, Oz Yoshi Moshe of Nei Yisrael, Hashira Hazosh L'Hashem, Vayom Ulemer, Hashira L'Hashem, Ki Goroi Gorosus Reich Yom Avayom. The next Pasuk, Ozi V'Zim Masko, Vayhi Li Lishua, Zekeli V'Anveyu, Elekei Aviv Aron Imenu. What does it mean? The Rashi gives us two different pshatim. One pshat is that we should beautify tenua shel b'nei shalom, that we should beautify. We know that the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel tells us that we learn from this pasuk that we should do mitzvahs with a hiddur. We should beautify mitzvahs. It says you should make yourself a beautiful sukkah, a sukkah norah, a lulav norah. You should make mitzvahs beautiful. You shouldn't just say, oh, I have a mitzvah to take a lulav and esrog. I'll buy the cheapest one. It doesn't look so nice, a little brown. You know, even if it's kosher. If it's not kosher, certainly it's not, you know, yates of the mitzvah. But even if it yates of the mitzvah, it's supposed to be beautifying the mitzvah. Another pshat he says is that you're going to build that this is the wording, the targum explaining it. This is my God, and I will build him a sanctuary, the God of my father, and I will exalt him. That's what the words mean in this pasuk, according to Targum, that we're going to build Daniel Keva Evne Le Maktisha. We're going to build a Beis HaMikdash sanctuary. The obvious question is, it is very nice to teach us that we should beautify mitzvahs. It's a beautiful thing. It's something important for us to know. But why is it sitting right over here, right, when we start the shiur? Oz Yoshi Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael, and from the next pasuk, Oz Yivim Eskova, Hili Yishu, Zeh Kelev Aveil, Kei Avi Yomena. However you want to learn the pshat, that you should make, we should build that, the Avni, like Mikdosh, or you should build the Mikdosh, or you should beautify mitzvahs, so why is it here? And then we say, Hashem Yishmol Chama, Hashem Shemori, we're talking about the Baruch, and why do we discuss beautifying mitzvahs over here? The Ben Yehuda says that the point of a beautifying mitzvah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he explains, is how did someone beautify the mitzvahs more than actually going and spending more money and making it aesthetically pleasing and nicer? It's the person's heart. When it says that Kelev Anveyu, the Kei Aviv Menhu, he says that the ikir is the really how you want to do it. The beautifying of the mitzvah is how much you want to do the mitzvah and how you want to, the Baruch Hashem told us to do a mitzvah, and therefore you have a cheshik to do the mitzvah. That's the ikir. Of course, that manifests itself in going and purchasing a knife. If you say, oh, I want to do this mitzvah so badly, and you have a choice to buy a $10 esrog or a $50 esrog, and you buy a $10, so you don't want to spend money, that certainly takes away from your quote-unquote really wanting to do the mitzvah. But the ikar is to really want to do the mitzvah with your heart. That is the ikar. The Chaim Tov says, the Medrash tells us, Oz Yoshi Moshe Bnei Yisrael Shira Hazorish L'Hashem, Kivem Shebo Yisrael V'Nikra Lahem, being that Klal Yisrael came to the Yam Suf, and the Yam Suf split for them, Miyad, immediately, Amru Shira V'Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said Shira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim Tov asks, why does the Medrash say Miyad? They saw the Nikra Lahem, the Yam Suf split, and immediately they sang Shira. What's this immediately? They said Shira. What's Miyad? So he says, very interesting to hear, to understand this pshat that he says. Very simple, but meridic. He says is that at this point in time, when Klal Yisrael was singing Shira, they had the Mitzrayim behind them still. They're being chased. The Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, all of a sudden they see the Mitzrayim out behind them. They're like, uh-oh, we're in big trouble. And this happens, v'nikalahem hayam. It's not over. The Mitzrayim are still behind them. They didn't know per se that after they would go through the Yam, then the Mitzrayim would go through the Yam, and the Mitzrayim would be drowned in the water. Even if you want to say maybe they did think that was going to happen, but it didn't happen yet. So why do they now sing Shira when v'nikalahem hayam? So he says is that that's the true Yisrael. They didn't sing Shira because they were thanking the Baruch Hashem for saving them. They sang Shira because they saw the tremendous Kiddush Hashem that happened. They sang Shira to the Baruch Hashem saying, wow, look at this. It was in all the news stations and everywhere in the world knew that the Kriyas Yamsuf happened. what a Kiddush Hashem. So it says it's miyad. Not that they waited until they were saved. They didn't sing Shira saying thank you to the Baruch Hashem for saving us. They did much better than that. When they saw there was a Kiddush Hashem, that people would say, wow, the Jews, the God of the Jews, split the Yam and made a tremendous miracle. They said, wow, Kiddush Hashem, miyad, immediately. They sang Shira, even before they were saved. Ramshik quotes a Medrash that says that B'yamsuf Bnei Yisrael Yoshir. It says Oz Yoshir Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Oz Yoshir means in the future. Yoshir is in the future. Well, in the future Moshe will sing. So what is Bnei Yisrael Yoshir B'Loshin Oz? It says Oz then Yoshir Moshe. Doesn't it seem to go? What does it mean? Say Oz Shir Moshe. It happened then. So the Medrash says, "Bebias goyel lo yoshir ba'oz." The Medrash says, "Oz yoshir Moshe, that's over here." But bebias goyel, when there's going to be the clients who are going to sing the true shir, the ultimate shir, the Baruch Hashem, then it's not going to be with the lashon of oz. So what is this lashon of oz? So he says that a person has to believe and know that everything the Baruch Hashem does is for the good. Everything he does. The Gemara Brachas tells us, we make a bracha, ala tayy, ach, kashem shem bracha, ala ra. The same way we make a bracha on something that's good, we have to make a bracha on something that's bad. We say, baruch tayin emes. So that's in this world. In the world after, once the gula comes, we're going to see that everything was good. So then it's not going to be that we're going to make a bracha on the bad just like the good, because we're not going to see bad. We're only going to see good. We'll make a bracha on everything, but we're only going to see good. So the Maharav Shik explains that over here, Klal Yisrael, they saw certain things that were bad still. A lot of things were still bad. You know, Mashiach was still chasing them. They didn't see everything as good. So the Pasuk says, Oz, it was only then, meaning, now that they saw something good happening, they sang Shira, because of the good. But in B.S. Goyal, there's not going to be any Oz. There's not going to be that you're going to see the bad and the good. You're going to realize and recognize that even what we thought was bad was good, and then everything is going to be good. So that's why it says Oz. Then, as in, not always what did they see it's good, but then they saw it was good. Medrash HaGadol says, why does it say, the Pasuk says, Oz Yoshim Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Hazorus Lashem, Vayoymru Lemur. What is this double lashon of Vayoymru Lemur? How's it you say? Oz Yoshim Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Hazorus Lashem Lemur. Saying. What is Vayoymru? They said Lemur. Saying. It's interesting lashon. So the Medrash HaGadol says that the Klal Yisrael did not know the proper words. They didn't know how to say the proper shira. Vayoymru Lemur was they were getting instructions from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and they repeated it. That's why there's double lashon. And they said, Oz Yoshim Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. So it was Moshe Rabbeinu who had to help Klal Yisrael lead them the way they wanted to sing Shira. They had a cheshek to sing Shira. But they still didn't know exactly how to sing Shira. So the Pasuk says, Vayoymru Lemur, they followed Moshe Rabbeinu's lead, and then they sang Shira. The Kedush is Yom Tif, quotes a Medrash Rab in Shmois, Oz Yashir, he says, who the Kasev? He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Piha pascha v'chachma v'seiras kaser avashvini. Piha pascha v'chachma. What is the connection between Oz Yashir and Moshe? Imagine saying there's a connection that the pasuk is going on in Mishlei, where we sing it, but the people say, if I night, Eishas Chaya, Piha pascha v'chachma v'seiras kaser avashvini. What's the connection? So Kedush Yashir says, Vayomru Lemur, means they said it out with their mouth that they were going to sing Shira, and then they sang Shira. Why did they do that? It says they made it. Perhaps the Yetzer Hara would have gotten to them and said, one second, you guys want to sing Shira? Who are you to sing Shira? You're nobodies. You can't sing Shira to the British, huh? He gives you the right to sing Shira. So first, Ayemu, they said it, they made a nether. They said it, they're making a nether that we are going to say Shira to the, sing Shira to the British. Now that there was a nether, the Yetzer Hara couldn't get involved anymore. So, Pia Pascha B'Chachma, that they opened up their mouths with Chachma, by making a nether, they caused it that they were for sure going to do it, and they were going to for sure sing Shira. They wouldn't let the Yetzer Hara get in the way. The Murray, you said, to say, you know, I heard once a in the shir that a suggestion. Hey, let's assume somebody talks in the middle of shul. Middle davening, he's in shul and he knows he has a problem, he talks during davening. Now if he talks in a shul where everyone during davening in a shul where everyone talks, so I don't know if this would work, but let's assume everyone doesn't talk in that shul, and which is not a good shul to be in if everyone talks in, but let's assume he davenes in a shul where not everyone talks, so he has a problem, he has a Yetzer Hara. So the suggestion was that he should tell people, I'm not talking during davening anymore, that's it, I made a Kabbalah this year, Rosh Hashanah came, I'm not talking. By saying it out, it creates much more of a, something more is here, something happened. And he's going to feel stupid later, if people see him talking, he'll feel stupid talking. So saying something, even though he could have thought in his mind, okay, I'm going to think very strongly, I'm not going to talk. But to my say, if you, you know, you end up being natural, but if you say it, and people see you, your children, or even other people, so by saying it, it creates more of a kiyum. Kelon David says, Yashir, Oz Yashir in the Lashon Asid, because at this point, not only were Klal Yisrael singing Shira, thanking their Ribbono Shel Olam for what he did till now, and realizing, but Oz Yashir means in the future, like we said, Lo Asid, in the future, they realize now that they're singing Shira knowing that everything the Ribbono Shel Olam does is for good, even things in the future that they might not recognize always, but they were singing a Shira, it was an all-encompassing Shira, it wasn't like, thank you Hashem for what you did till now, or what you just did now by being creation, but thank you Hashem, we know that everything you do is good, and that's what they recognize, as they state in the canon about it. And Kedushas Levi says is that the Iker Simcha a person has when he sings a general Simcha is in the heart. But he says that if someone says it out, he says it bepeh, why do Klal Yisrael even have to sing Shira? They could have just said it in their heart, so to say, thank you, be thankful to the Baruch Hashem. By saying it with the peh, it creates, like we said, much more of a kiyum. So perhaps that is the reason why it says over here, and all of a sudden, this whole, what is the Shira all about? Klal Yisrael saying Shira, thanking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But why did they? They want to beautify more important than anything else if they beautify themselves. Beautifying the mitzvahs is a secondary. First you have to beautify yourself. You have to try to be a better person. You have to have a cheshik. And one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And then, what's been the outcome of that? The tetzah of that will be that I'm going to want to do the mitzvahs in a optimal fashion. I'm going to want to have a sukkah no, a lulav no. I'm going to want to have all these things. But it comes from first beautifying yourself. So Klal Yisrael over here in the Shira, and when they're singing Shira to the Ribbono Shel Olam, first beautify yourself. Why are you doing this? Why are you singing Shira? Because you love the Ribbono Shel Olam, because you want to show the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to do things, we have to try to work on doing things for the altruistic reasons. I saw a story. I will switch the name of the company because if it's a true story, I don't know, maybe it's not such a nice thing that the owner of this company. But anyways, there was apparently back in the Lower East Side many years ago, and there's a guy, we'll call him Velvo, who used to drive the truck, and he was a delivery man for Seltzer. It was a very big Seltzer company, and he was a delivery man for them. And one day he was driving on his truck, and by the way, it said on the truck, let's say, Friedman's. We'll just, there's no Friedman's here, so we can say that. It was Friedman's truck. He was the owner of the company, of this big Seltzer company. And he's driving down the road, and all of a sudden, there's some Shigan, a driver who comes and makes a short stop in front of him. He has to swerve, and out of the truck comes tumbling cases and cases of seltzer. Those days were glass bottles. They all cracked, and they just, and you see all over on the streets, they're sitting there, just tons of broken glass and seltzer bubbling on the floor over there. And Velvo, the driver, gets out of the truck and looks and puts his hands on his head like, this is it, he just lost his job. And the boss is not going to care, his excuses, I mean, look what he did. All of a sudden, comes a guy on the side, fancy, wearing expensive suit, fancy looking guy, comes running over, takes off his hat, walks over, all the people are standing around looking at what happened, he comes in and says, help this fellow over here. He says, he takes a $10 bill out of his pocket, puts it into his hat. Everyone help this guy, he's going to lose his job. I mean, look what happened over here. So he walks around and everyone's putting in money and money. He collects a lot of money. And he goes over to the Velvo, the driver, and says, son, here you go. I'm sure your boss will take this as compensation and be happy. And he gives it to him. And the guy puts back on his hat and he walks away.
And the people in the crowd are sitting there. One guy says, wow, what a hero. The other person's like, wow, what a tzaddik. The other person's like, wow, mitzvahs, this guy is mamish. He's going to go to Adam Harbor. Look how much he cares for this other yid over here, this Velvel guy. And Velvel says, mitzvahs, that was Mr. Friedman. Why do we do things? We do things l'shma. We're just trying to look good. We're trying to do look good for our friends. We're going to go buy an expensive esrig so other people should think, oh wow, he spent $200 on his esrig. He's going to be making a lot of money. No, we have to do mitzvahs for the altruistic reasons. We have to be noah for the burning shalom and not for ourselves. A little while later in the parasha it says, Vayase Moshe Yisrael miyamsof, Klal Yisrael they left from the Yamsof. They went 3 days in the Midbar and they didn't find water. Why does the pasuk say v'lo matzu mayim and they didn't find water? Why does it say v'lo hayu mayim and they didn't have water? What's matzu? As if they were looking for it. The Ben Yehuda says, and it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, called Samu L'chula Mayim. It says over there that it's talking about the Shlachti Rov Baaretz Leroa L'Alechem V'Leitzama L'Mayim Ki'im L'Shmaya Devei Hashem. Puts a pasuk in Amos. Then when the pasuk in Yeshaya is talking, when it says the word Samu and L'chula Mayim, that it all is talking about in Mayim Alter. Leroa L'Alechem V'Leitzama L'Mayim Ki'im L'Shmaya Devei Hashem. Only to hear the Devei Hashem is referring to the Teriyak Teisha. Because of this, we know that Chacham Masakin, Moshe Benu Ezra, Masakin that we lain 3 times a week. We lain Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Why? So you should never go 3 days without Torah. Over here, this Mayim is talking about the Lech Shoshes Shabbos Midbar. It's a bad thing to go 3 days without Mayim, without Torah. So therefore, we have Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday. Fakta Ben Yehuda. Why Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday? Why not Shabbos, Tuesday, and Wednesday? If you had Shabbos, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you still would never go 3 days without Torah. You have Sunday, Monday, then Tuesday you learn. Wednesday you learn again, you have Thursday, Friday, 2 days no Torah, and Shabbos you learn. What's Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos? So he explains the Monday and the Thursday. The Shabbos, we understand Shabbos Kodesh, and Shabbos Kodesh have more time, it's pressure to learn then, but Shabbos as well, he says that on Monday, there was something, the Shemayim and Arutz were created. Shemayim and Arutz were created. It says, "Haydosi b'chem es Hashemayim es Aretz." The pasuk in Sefer Devarim that the Shemayim and Aretz will witness that without Torah there is no world. So therefore, we learn on Monday when without the Shemayim and Aretz, which is the second day with creation, was Shemayim and Aretz. So therefore, we learn on that day. On the fifth day, the dogim were created. We know that Klal Yisrael compared to dogim, just like a fish without water cannot survive. Klal Yisrael without Torah cannot survive. Therefore, we lean on the fifth. Shabbos is a testing to the Baruch Shalom, so therefore we lean on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. What are we left with? We're left with Sunday, which is Aleph, the first day of the week. We're left with Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Those letters are Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, and Vav. He says that those four letters are the kid. If you move around the letters, you end up with the word Dagu, Dalet Aleph Gimel Vav, of the Lashon of Daig, which is Daig, to worry. He says it's on those days when you don't have Torah, you have to worry. It's a time that the Yetzirah can get a person. So we always have to try, even though these are the days that they're masakin to learn, certainly we should be learning every day. The Baruch Chaim HaKadosh says, the Pasuk says, it says, Vayemi Moshe al Yeshua, we choose people to go out and to fight the Muhammad against Amalek. So he says, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu choose Yeshua specifically? Why not somebody else? He says, because on Yeshua it says, Layamush Mutecha Oyel. Yeshua never left the oil. The oil again referring to the oil of Torah. It wasn't in that Yeshua because he was a great warrior that Moshe Rabbeinu was sending him, but rather he was sending him because Yeshua represented the Torah. The Chofetz Chaim explains, and it says, "Vayemei Yeshua Yeshua, Vayemei Moshe Yeshua, b'chalonu anoshim etzeilach b'amolik." It says, "B'chalonu anoshim," you should choose people, which is Rabbim. Then it says, "Vitzei," and you. Say he's one person. What happened to the Anoshim? It's Yeshua with the men. What happened to the men? Vetzei, one person. He says it's in the Zchus of Yeshua. Yeah, you have to take Derech HaTeva, and you have to take other people. Yeshua is not going to go fight by himself. But who's going to win the war? What's the reason that the Klal Yisrael are going to win the war? It's going to be one thing, because Yeshua is there, and Yeshua represents the Torah HaKadosh. The Marashom Psochim says, Dafnun Tehillim, there's two Psochim Tehillim. One Pasuk says, Ki Godol Ad Shemayim Chazdecha. Pitul Nundayim Pasuk Yidal. Another Pasuk in Tehillim, Kof Ches Hei, says, Ki Godol Me'al Shemayim Chazdecha. So it says, one of them says, Ad Shemayim, and one says, Me'al. Ad meaning until Shemayim, and Me'al means from above, it goes above Shemayim. Which one is it? Ki Godol Ad Shemayim Chazdecha, or Ki Godol Me'al Shemayim Chazdecha? So he says this, and Marashah explains, that if a person, if he does things to the true reasons, he does things lishma, he doesn't do things because he wants schar from it, so then not only does he get schar in this world, but he gets schar in the next world too. He gets schar in this world and he gets schar in this world, in the next world. So therefore, he goes me'al shemayim, he goes above shemayim, not just at shemayim. As opposed to someone who doesn't, he's only going to reach until Shemayim, but he's not going to get the schar for above Shemayim. Noyim Megodim says, Nachisa v'chaz l'cha amzuga alta. And the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun says, Asher misha balakan, v'tamudai v'yodai. Praise is the person who comes up to Shemayim after 120, and he has tamudai v'yodai, he has a Torah in his hands. What does that mean? He says that a person learns lishma, shalei lishma, he gets schar, but he only gets schar in this world. The Rebbeinu Shalom pays him in this world for that. If someone learns lishma, not only does he get paid in this world, but he gets paid in the world above. So when it says Ashrei mi shebala kan, the Talmudei biyodei, that means the praise is the one that comes to Shemayim and his the Talmudei is in, what does it mean biyodei, in his hands? Let's just say the Islamic, and he learned. What does it mean Tamud Biyodi still in his hands? Meaning is that he didn't give up the Torah, the Schar of the Torah. Because he learned Lashma. A person learned Lashma, not only did he get the Schar in this world, but he kept the Schar, or it could be he doesn't get paid in this world, but he gets paid in the other world, which is much greater. So that's why it says, Asher mi Shebala Kan, Asher mi Shebala Kan Tamud Biyodi. So in the Pasuk, maybe we could explain, when the Pasuk said, they didn't find water. In other words, Torah, you can't wait for Torah to come to us. We have to go search after Torah. Same way the Klal Yisrael, they have to go if someone doesn't have water. It's not the way they didn't have water. They started searching for water. They needed water. They needed water to survive. Klal Yisrael have to feel the same way about Torah. They couldn't find it. They have to go search after it. We have to always remember that the Kriyim HaOlam is only because of the Torah, and that you're learning Torah during the day, at night. That is what creates the Kriyim HaTorah, changes a person's life. A Yid without Torah is a Yid without water. You should be Zeicher to have a Kiyum and a Kinyan in the Torah HaKadosh. Have a good Shabbos.